Okay, we are at the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis of the Mishnah. Sag the Mishnah Mazgulei Kei Shlishi. So when it comes to the case of Birkas Hamazon, this we get to the third case, Mevarech Al Mezaynei, and that is the case upon which one benches. Revi Gemer Alav Esahal, on the fourth case, one finishes Halal. Vaimer Alav Birkas Hashir, which we'll see in the Gemara what exactly Birkas Hashir is. Beina Kaisis Halalu Imreitz Alishtes Yishte, in the first and the second and third, if one wants to drink, one is allowed to drink. Between the third and the fourth, it's asa to drink. The Rashbam says, Bein Gimel Adalet La Yishte. Matzalsi Begemar Yushalmi, Begemar's Yushalmi, Lama La Yishte Kadesh La Yishtaker. The reason why a person should not drink between the third and the fourth is that you should not become drunk. The Suli Matzalim Emer Halal. So the question is, why is this only concern between the third and the fourth? And that we say because the wine before and during the meal will not cause a person to become drunk because of the food. But after the food, then there's a concern of shichrus.
But non-alcoholic drinks?
Yeah, correct. If it's non-alcoholic, according to that, that would be fine. We also mentioned another reason between the third and the fourth, it says if it's altivigalti velokachti, the geula and lakicha have to go hand in hand. Ein lecha ben chayrin elami sha'isik batera. So some of the mafashim say that ben geula to lakicha, to kabbalas oil, so to speak, there is no hafsik. That is geula without a lakicha, is not a geula. Amli rabchanan l'ravashmami na'abirchasa mazin tuna kais. Meaning, this third case is just for the regular case for benching. So, Shmami na birkas amazon tuna case. Mechayz mavur over here, that benching needs a case. So, this is a shtarka makar from a Mishnah that you need to bench on a case. Amalei, you don't have a raya, arba kasi, tikmi rabban, and derecheres, kol chad v'chad, neve be mitzvah. No, ever, chazal will mesakin four cases, if you look at the bottom of Ashbam. Arba cases tkinli rabbanim al mechol chad v'chad neved bei mitzvah kolim roi shiyas bei mitzvah avo b'shayi meis hashana li bei kais shavkan ein hakais ba bishvil birkas hamozin. It's not coming solely for benching. It's part of the union of arba cases, and so you have a raya from here to birkas hamozin b'chol yimeis hashana. We said when you get to the fourth, Ravi Gemar Lav is Hahalo, Vaimar Lav, Birch Sashir, says the Mamai Birch Sashir, Ravi Yuda Omar, Yahaluch Hashem Eli Kenu. And the Rashbam says, Yahalucha, Vagimim Boy, Baruch Ato Hashem, Melach Muhulal Batish Bachais, Vizoyi Birch Sashir, the Masni Sin Kalima Birch Sashavach. So you finish off that section, and that is the Birch Sashir. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Nishmas Kol Chai. You say, Nishmas, Rashbam says, Alpha Nishmas, Dahainu Birchas Ashir, the Masnisen. That's also part of it. Even Nishmas Kol Chai is part of it. And as we know, that's what we do. We do both. Just to mention, there is a big discussion as to who authored Nishmas. Who exactly authored Nishmas? There are sources in Rishonim. He quotes over here from the Machzor Vitri. I think I remember seeing it in the Sefer, in the Pirish Cham Chassidi Ashkenaz, which is also authored by Rishonim. But he says over here that here he quotes from the Machzor Vitri in Hilchos Pesach. Yesh Oimrim Sheyosad Oisei Hanovel Shimon Peter. Shimon Kippa, Patris, Mishlichei Oisei O'ish, Yemach Shemai, the Talmud of Yeshu HaNetzri. V'chosev HaMach Zavitri, Shechas V'Shalom, Shleitia Zayz B'Yisrael. Chas V'Shalom, to say such a thing, V'chala Eimer Davazek, Yishyobana Beis HaMikdash, Yavi Chathas Shmeina. So says the Mach Zavitri, Chas V'Shalom, to say that it was authored by Patris. As I said, I'm pretty sure that I saw in the Chassidi Ashkenaz that he says that. It says the Machzor Vitri, Chas V'Shalom, to say such a thing, you have to give it in Mecheshvan. And he quotes over here, others say that it was Rav Shimon HaGadol ben Pazi. Some say it was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who was Miyasid Ed B'Yoisi, B'Ma'arav, and Espala, O'Mazenai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heichem, Eitz Charuvim, U'Mayon Echad, V'Zeu, Shiyasid Sham, B'Rav, Zantanu, U'Michaloyim, Royim, and so on. But I'll call upon him an interesting discussion as to who.
There is a tradition that Peter, the Apostle Peter, was a Tanna.
Sure. Or that's just mentioning that you know, some say, I mean, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin already, Chamisha Talmidim Hayol Al Yeshua HaNeitzri, and they were all killed on Erev Pesach. And the Gemara goes through how each of them said, you're going to kill me? After all, there's a posit, which is Mashma, something very good and positive about me. And the response is, yes, we're going to kill you, because there's another posit, which is Mashma, something very negative. So it seems certainly Makuris. I mean, we know that he was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon Prachya, and it makes sense to say that his Talmudim were also big people. And there are those who say that that some of his Talmudim were Machavan Lashim Shemayim, and they dafka did things in a way that to try and keep a distance and so on. But I'll call upon him. There are sources in Rishonim for such a thing, which is quite fascinating. Tanraman Ravi Gamer Alav is a halal va'imer halal hagadol. So one completes halal, number one, and number two, one recites something known as halal hagadol, which we'll see in a minute. What is halal hagadol? The Ravi Tarfin. The Yeshemrim Hashem Roi Loi Echsa. Some say that we say Hashem Roi Loi Echsa, which we don't say. Now, Mehechan halal hagadol. So from where is halal hagadol? Rav Yehuda Omer Mihoidu Ad Naris Bavel. So he says it is basically all of Kuf Lamed Vav, Hoid Lashem Kitoiv, the Chaf Vav, the 26 Kili Elam Chazdeis, that is Halal Hagadol. We say that up until Kuf Lamed Zayin. Rav Yehuda Omer Mishia Malis. We say it goes from Kuf Lamed Dalet, Kuf Lamed Dalet, Kuf Lamed Hei, and Kuf Lamed Vav, Mishir Amalas Ad Naris Bavel. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar Mechi Yaakov Bachar Leika, which is Pasuk Dalet in Perek Kuf Lamed Hei, Ad Naris Bavel. V'lom Nikra Shmo Yehal HaGadol. What is Pshat in the name Hal HaGadol? Which primarily we're speaking about Kuf Lamed Vav. What's pshat in his name? Hal HaGadol, the Great One. So Amar Rabbi Yechonon Bnei Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumei Shel Olam U'Mechalek Mezeinos L'Chol Beria. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, notwithstanding his loftiness, nevertheless he has done him a finest everyone. If you look at Rashi, top line. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumei Shel Olam Adichsev Hoidu L'Kel Hashemayim. And noisen lechem chol basar, the hainu davar gadol, meaning we know as the Malbim and many mefarshim say that the difference between gadol and rum is lofty, high, exalted, elevated, but detached. The connotation is it's detached, whereas gadol is milamata, all the way lamala, all the way up. So there's a gadolus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the keil hashamayim, but nevertheless. And he's Zon and he's Mephanes, all the creatures down below. So there's a Hillel, there's a Gadlus in that Hillel. Armi Bishubin Levi, Hani Esim Mashisha, Hoidu Keneged Mi, Keneged Chaf Vav Deiris, Shabar Kadish Bachu, Ba'ilamai, Ba'ilamai, Lahem Teira, Vazon, Oisam, Bachazde. So there was this Chesed Vitor, I think, as footnote refers to it, as a beautiful mimer on this. The 26 generations that Hashem was mefarnes the world with chesed, and that's the Kili Olam Chasdei. Amar Rav Chisda, some add, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Maidechsev Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv. What's the lashon of Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv when we say Kili Olam Chasdei? So Hoidu Hashem Shegoiva Chayvasei Shel Adam Bitayvasei. Meaning Hoidu Hashem Kitoiv, meaning when Hashem needs to, quote, so to speak, collect from a person has done something wrong and there has to be some type of a consequence, a punishment, so Hashem collects the punishment from something that Hashem has actually given the person. So Hashem was mashpia a certain chesed to the person, And then Hashem says, okay, I'm going to take back that chesed. So Eidl Hashem ki toiv, Eidl Hashem shegoiva chayvasi shel Adam b'toivasoi, with the toiv which Hashem gave. That's what the Rishbam says, b'toivasi b'toiva shehishpi aloi. V'chimashma ki toiv kilim chazde chesed hu oise la'olam b'chi toiv kalimr b'toiv shenatan lai. That is the way we're learning it. Asher b'shoiroi ani b'sei'oi Yosim b'beitzasi, almana b'tana v'ilasa. So to the wealthy man, he takes his ox. To a poorer person, he takes his sheep. To a yosim, the eggs. And to the almana, her rooster, her chicken, her hen. Rabbi Yechon, kashin mizinesov shel adam kiflayim kiyeleda. Difficult. And it's difficult to explain the upcoming Gemara's over here, but Kashim is an Ezef Shal Adam Kiflayim Kileida. The difficulty in Parnasa, Mizena Shal Adam, is double Kileida than a woman who gives birth. Deila Bileida Ksiv Be'etzev, says Be'etzev Tel Dibanim. So there's an aspect of Atzvus. Uba Mizena Ksiv Be'etzavoina. So it's presented in the plural, as if to imply that there is an additional level of difficulty, which the Rishonim say means that therefore the amount, when you think about this, the amount of tefillah which a person needs should be double. Now we all know what it means to daven for a yeledes, and the concern that we have for a yeledes, and the strong tefillahs which we daven, and that we're saying kashim is an isav shladim kiflayim ki yeleda. Really, it should be double the amount. Again, there's a koshi in a person's panasa yosim in agula. Dila begula k'siv hamalach hagreilei simi kol ra. So by the gula, Hashem sends a malach. Dila begula k'siv hamalach hagreilei simi kol ra malach ba'alma. It's just a malach. Dila b'mizin k'siv harikim haroya oisi. And here the understanding of Haroya Isi is the one who kind of shepherded me in the pastures and gave me my parnasa, and it mentions Elikim. So it's not just a Malach Ba'alma, it is Elikim, and so on. Arme B'shim and Levi, B'shar Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam. Koitz V'darda Tatzmiach Lach. So what's going to grow for you is going to be thorns, and so on. Zolgu ein of the mois. So his eyes were filled with tears. We're going to eat from the same trough. Meaning originally Adam thought he's going to be eating thorns and grass and weeds. Shem said, don't worry. You're going to be eating bread. And with that, niskaradaita. Says the Marsha over here, what's the pshat? Zolgu einav demois. Ki haya savor kevan shemachale shava kechamar yishtave gam bedaite kechamar. Ki mezonis hachamar yelidu teva hachamari. Meaning the reason, whatever, we know you are what you eat. It's the mezonis which the chamar consumes that causes and creates a teva hachamari. And I think it's very meduic. It says niskara daitoi daika. Specifically, his das was niskara when he heard that he's going to be eating lechem, because as the Gemara says, ena tinek yudea likre abba, until he's tematan dagon. Good. Amr b'shem lakish, amazing Gemara. Ashreinu imamad nu b'rishena. Or some of the gears say Shaloya Madni Brishena, which basically the way the Mepharshim explain is that, you know, halavai we would have stayed with the original diet. We'd have plenty of food always available. So Ashreinu Imamadnu Brishena, if we would have had the original thing, Madayin Loy Paltinin Mina. But we're not totally out of it. The Kachlinin is Beda Dabra. We also eat weeds and grass and certain plants. And nowadays it's even more fashionable. Amr Shizbi Mishmeder Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kashin Mizinesav Shal Adam Kikriyas Yamsuf. Again, we translate the word kasha as difficult. there's a diyun here in the Mefarshim as to what exactly is the koshi We know nothing is difficult in the way we describe it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any sense. So what does it mean that anything is difficult, and this is difficult, like that level of difficulty, what does that mean? Which is Parnasa. There are those who explain that the koshi was that just like by Kriyas Yamsuf, we know there was a tremendous kitrug by the Yam. Kitrug is what was by the Yamsuf. The kitrug was not by Makas Mitzrayim. As the Mashiach Chachma explains, the kitrug comes when there's Pirut. So by Mitzrayim, they were unified once again. There was Lashon Hara at the very beginning. Achi Noida Hadavar. And that's the reason why, like Rashi says over there, I was Tameh Ani Ma Ro Yisrael Lishtabed. Lies near them, but this parach yesem he called Shar Umeis. Actually, when he wrote that there's Daltaria Beinayim, now I understand why. When there's Pirud, then there is Shibud. There was Achdus Bizman HaGeula, and therefore there was no Kitrug. But by the Yamsuf, once again, there was Pirud, like Chazal say that Ba'is Shah, by the Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael divided up into four groups. One group said, let's fight the Mitzrayim. One group said, let's daven to Hashem. One group said, let's make a big noise and scare them. One group said, you know, let's jump into the Yamsuf. So says Rav Meir Simcha, but when there's Pirud, then that is a Kitrug. And the Kitrug was Halalu Avdu Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avdu Avodah Zarah. And we know that there were Rishayim by the Yamsuf, as we know, as we mentioned, Asin Vaviram Yechiach, that there were Rishayim Bisman Kriyas Yamsuf. There's one of the Hasidish Svarim, I forgot who it is, he quotes a Medrash, unbelievable, who says that there was a Bezundra Kriyas Yamsuf at Dasan Daviram. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Meaning, they Batsim couldn't have gone in through with everyone else, but like we've mentioned many times, the Rosh Alatera, who says the reason why they were spared, Mimnei Shleinis Yashum in Agu'ula, that even though they had every reason to be Miyayish and they weren't allowed to go in, there was a separate Kriyas Yamsuf for them and so on. But the point is that there was a certain koshi insofar as even the Rishoyim were allowed to cross. And that is a Dover Kasha, so to speak. Perhaps we'll hear more about it afterwards. That even the Rishoyim were included in the Kriyas Yamsuf. So Tzadikim and Rishoyim together. And in that we say, Koshim is an Esa Shal Adam Kakriyas Yamsuf. The thought of Kaddish Baruch, we said, Nesim Lechem Lechol Basar, Kiran Chazdei. There's a certain Koshi, is the Koshi because it goes Keneged Chisam Hashal Kaddish Baruch, which is MS. I'm not sure, but that's the way some explain. The Koshim is an Esa Shal Adam Kakriyas Yamsuf, Nesim Lechol Basar, the Samaglei Legeze Yamsuf Ligzarim. Amr Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Koshin Nekavav Shal Adam Kiyem Hamisa. So difficult is the orifices of a person. So the Rashbam says over here, it means kishu otsur. If a person is constipated, that is difficult. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael not to worry about this nation who's oppressing them. They are mere mortals. And miard tsoya, where Darshan says the Mashal Miloshan tsoya as in excrement, meaning they are mortals, they need to be excused, you don't need to worry about them so much. Which is like a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf. So if a person has that machla, that is ke'ein Kriyas Yamsuf. So he's saying, like these guys, they have to go to the bathroom, they die eventually, nothing to be scared of, and there's a reference also to Kriyas Yamsuf.
Kriyas Yamsuf happened for the Jews, and here talking about the Mitzvah.
What do you mean in here? The question is, the Kriyas Yamsuf?
The Pesach is talking about the Mitzvah.
I'm sorry, what is talking about? One more time. Didn't catch
it. Kriyas Yamsuf happened for Klal Yisrael.
It happened, that the Nes happened for us, right?
Not for the Mitzvah.
Correct.
We're saying that Maya Tzor the Pesach is Kikiyas Yamsuf. It didn't happen for them, Kikiyas Yamsuf.
We're saying Kashin Nikovav Shaladim Kiyam Amiso Kikiyas Yamsuf. We're saying if a person is constipated, there is a remez in the Pasuk that level of debilitation is somehow compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. Just from the fact that the Pasuk is makish the two together. The fact that it speaks about the flesh and blood who's going to die and has to tend to their bodily needs, and there's a reference to the stormy waters and waves splitting and so on, hence showing that there is some comparison. The Yomer of Sheshit Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Kol Mevazel Mayadeis Kilo Eved Avodah Zarah. Anyone who is Mevazel, Mayadeis, which the Rashbam says over here, Kol Mevazel Mayadeis, if you look at the Rashbam, it's almost directly across, a couple lines down, Mevazel Mayadeis She'eis Malacha B'chele Shal Mayad, where do you see a reference to Kol Mayad, V'yed Echsiv, Es Chagamatzis Tishmar, V'nafkalan B'mesech Es Chagiga Is Malacha B'chele Shal Mayad. So that is a reference to Chol HaMoed. So again, what is the drasha? It says Shneimar Alehei Maseichal Leisasalach Uksiv Basrei is Chagamatzis Tishmar. So we see from here this concept of someone who is Mevaze Chol HaMoed. Parshim Aska Kasher of Yashiv and others before that. You know, we know, as we mentioned recently, there's a big deal in the Rishonim as to is Malachan Chalamayit Diraisa, or is it Rabbanan, and so on. Especially if it's Diraisa, I can hear, you know, Dash can hear from Sukkim, and so on. But if it's Rabbanan, it's a little bit more difficult to hear, to understand. He says over here, actually, that he quotes a thesis in Chagiga Yitzhas, that the Rashbam understands that Malachas Chalamayit is also midiraisa. Shari loim din besugios seinu dinam mevazes amoydes min amekrois. We're bringing rais from psukim and so on, and therefore this kufa seems to be the source to say that Malacha on Chalamayit is a diraisa, and that is the shita of other Rishonim. We know that the Rambam, Rabbi Natan, the Riva, and others say it's only the Rabbanan, and the Ramban seems to say some type of a pshara. Also quotes of very interesting, the Rabbeinu Yena in Ovis, that he says that, the Rabbeinu Yena says that, where do we see clearly from this pasuk we're speaking about Chol HaMoed? So he says that it cannot be the way speaking about someone who's mevaze the moed is, the lashon of mevaze doesn't make sense to say. You would say, I'm a halal as a moed is, this klarin is a malacha. And the fact that he uses the lashon of mevaze, it's mashma that we're speaking about something else other than the actual yomtiv itself. The yom of sheishes mishum rav elazar ben azariah kolam esaper lashon hara v'cholam kabel lashon hara v'cholam meidei v'sheker v'chaverei ro'oy lashlich eloklavim. Anyone who speaks, hears lashon hara or is made sheker deserves to be thrown to the dogs. Which is more about being makabel, something false. The karibe leisasi, which is to make yourself something be heard to someone else. Just to finish the thought that we started before, I once heard from Rav Tzvi Cheshed a beautiful insight. The Mefarshim say that the makis went in levels. And first was the ground, and things above the ground, and in the sky, and then life itself, and so on. So we get to like the climax, we get to the pinnacle of Makis Bechiris, Ani Ole Malach, Ani Ole Sarah V'chula, everything, and it's, you know, Laila Ka'ara Yair, I mean, just, we cannot even imagine what it was like, and so on. That Ha'ara which was there, the pastor comes along and says, U'lechol b'nei Yisrael yechretz kalav l'shenei. Okay. Seems it's a nice thing to mention, but my kuli hai, perhaps the Medrash can tell us that. The Pasuk is saying Chol Bnei Yisrael. So I asked Tzvi Cheshen this question many years ago. So he said, a beautiful vart, he said, it's a simon, not a sibo. Meaning to say, the Gemara says in Erechin, and we're singing the same thing over here, Kol HaRoya, Kol Masapra Lashon Hara, Roy Lashlich LeKlavim. You deserve to be thrown to the dogs. Why? Why you dogs meat? We know that one of the primary traits of a kalav is azus. Azus, and like the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos, Amar Papa less the anya kekalba. But azus is certainly one of the primary traits of a kalav. The inyan of azus is to go chutz mim chitzase, to go to not know your borders. to not know your borders, your limitations, azas. Lashon hara is, you say something which is factually true. But the very fact that you're articulating it, and you're highlighting it, and you're kind of stressing this point, it's an azus in that you're kind of depicting and defining the person based on this one thing which they did. You know, like that's how, you know, you have the right to kind of go and portray and say this person. You've kind of gone chutz lemchitzasa and so on. So anasapa lashon hara roi lashlich leklavim and so on. Just like dogs call atzman of a kelav is to have an azus, so to someone who's a masapa lashon hara. As we mentioned, when it came to the shibud, originally there was daltaria, achinayda hadover, mamela, and therefore the shibud began and so on. So when the pasuk says ulachol bnei Yisrael leyechretz kalav l'shoyne, it's just a subtlety saying that the original reason why the shibud began is gone. They're free to go, meaning there was achdus, everything about the Karban Pesach, as we know, the maral, everything is achdus, unity, one-year-old eish, everything. So there was utter achdus b'shas ma'isa. There's achdus. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael le'echaz kelav l'shem. The kelav doesn't have anything to say right now. So it's just a little subtlety in what the Torah is telling us. The whole, the original tikkun, the chait, and going back to Yosef and the brothers, all of that was mesukin. Good. Frag the Gemara, the chima, achad ika hal ha'gadol. So we're saying there's this meridika kapitel, hal ha'gadol. So we have hal ha'gadol anon my time I'm reading high. So why do we say a regular halal? You know, say hal ha'gadol. So we say mishum sheyesh by hey dvarim. There's five things, five important concepts mentioned throughout the halal. Sheyesh by hey dvar malalo. It's yiz mitzrayim, kriyas yamsuf, matan terah, tchias hamesim. The Chavoy Shal Mashiach. Agav, parenthetically, I was always bothered, I mean, especially over here, I mean, Bishlema, we refer to it as Chavoy Shal Mashiach elsewhere. No, it means that there will be, like we should say, it's Miloshin Chavoy Leida, and it's referring to the birth pangs which come before before the Bias Mashiach and so on. But here we're saying, the reason why is because there's five amazing things. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsim, Matan Terah, Tchias Hamesim, and the pain which we will experience before the Mashiach comes. Why not say Bias HaMashiach? I mean, why is like, okay, maybe you need to kind of go through it, Beseder, lots of things in Nikla B'Yisurin, but like we have to mention, you know, the Chavlei Shel Mashiach. I mean, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, various Amoroyim who were petrified to be around, you know, B'Shas Maisa. I don't understand why here we're in the Chavlei Shel Mashiach. Al-Kabonim. And maybe before we see the Gemara, just to mention the Marsha over here, we're saying these five things. We know that the Nesher HaGadol, the Rambam, said that there's Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna, as we know. And we also know that not everyone accepted the Rambam's minion of Yud Gimel. Now we know that Rabbi Yosef Albo in Sefer Ikrim was chaylik on the Rambam insofar as ein royal likreis ikar, the name, the concept of an ikar can only be given to something that in its absence the whole structure will crumble. And if the Mashiach doesn't come, what, ganz Yiddishkeit will fall if the Mashiach doesn't come? Mechateso. So says the Sefer Ikrim, not dafka that he disagrees with the concepts, but to call it an ikar, he says there's only three ikrim. There is Metzias Hashem, and there's Terem and Hashemayim, and there's Tchar Va'inish. And there's Makasher, and many Svarim after, Malchias, Zichreinus, and Shepherus, and lots of things are Mechuv and Neged, these three things. Says the Marsha, there's five amazing things mentioned in Halal. Sag the Marsha, Elo HaChamisha, Heim Kolelim HaIkrim HaShleisha. It's Kolel of the three Ikrim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Murim al Mitzvah v'chidush olam, and Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, we see that concept. Or Matan Torah d'chsev harim rakdu ch'elim, like the Gemara is going to say, that's Matan Torah. Mira al Torah min Hashemayim. Chiyas Hamesim, he says, and he has a bit of an arichas on this. This is an inyan k'dei l'kabel schar hatoyev la'olam. it's the concept of schar v'onesh. So he says that, you know, yes, it's not just the Gemara is saying, well, you know, Halal Gadol is amazing, but Halal's got five things, or Halal Gadol mentions 26 things. Now this is extremely, Halal is extremely yesedistic insofar as it mentions the Gimel Ikrim. yeah. So we say, Yitzis Mitzvah Dechsev, Betzis Yisrael Mitzvah, Kriyas Yam Sechsev, Hayam Ravi Yonis, Matan Tu Dechsev, Aram Rak Tu Chaylam, Tchis Amez Mitzvah, Eshalech Lavne Hashem, Chevle Shom Mashiach Dechsev, Loi Lanu Hashem, Loi Lanu. Meaning, or that you see, Aram Rabbi Yechem, Loi Lanu Hashem, Loi Lanu Zu Shibud Malchis. I mean, Klal Yisrael is saying, Hashem, you know, we need to be saved, but obviously don't save us for our sake, save us for your sake, but we need to be saved because we are being persecuted, because there is Shibud Malchus, which will come by the time and before, as a precursor to Beis HaMashiach, Ikad Amri, Am Rabbi Yechon, Leilanu, Hashem, Leilanu, Zum HaChemez Geig, Umageig. Things referring to Lasa Lavi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, another reason why we say that the Halal, Mipnei Sheyesh Bei Milut, Nafshe Shal Tzadikim Meganim. It mentions how the tzaddikim will be spared. Shenemar on Hashem al tanafshi. Chizki Amar mebnei sheyesh b'yiridasim shel tzaddikim lekivshen eish v'aliyasim imenu. It mentions how the tzaddikim were holding by literally the kivshen eish, but they were spared. Yiridasim nechsev leilano Hashem leilano. Amar Chananya ki l'shim chatin kovit. Amar Mishael al chazdecha amitach. Amr Azariah, Lama Yimra Goyim. Amr Kulan, I'm sorry, I think I might have just misread that. Lama Yagrim, Amr Kulan. Yeah, I'm sorry, I think it just, I put the commas in the wrong place. Point is, this parak, these psukim, it was words and phrases which were said by Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, either individually or all three of them together. Ali, it also mentions the Aliyah Mikishan Eish Tachsev Halu as Hashem Kol Goyim. So that was Amr Hananya. Shabhu Kol Ha'umim Amr Mishal Kikubar Aleinu Chazdei Amr Azariah. That should have been read in the previous Gemara. To Emes Hashem La'olam Haluka Amru Kulan. Meaning when they were spared from the Kishan Eish, that is what they said, those phrases individually and together. The Yeshemrim, the Emes Hashem La'olam, Gavriel Amru. When did Gavriel say it? B'shal Shepel Nimra, the Rosh HaSavram, Avinu L'tech Kivshin Eish. Amar Gavriel HaVekadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Erid V'Tzanin, V'Atzil Aseh Tzadik M'Kivshin Eish. So Gavriel told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to descend and to save Avram from the Kivshin Eish. So, and as we're going to see, that Gavriel was the Tsar of Eish, he was the Malach who was in control of fire. So Amar Loya Kadosh Baruch Ani Yachid Baylami, Vehu Yachid Baylami. I am one, and Avram is one, as the pasuk says in the pasuk in Yeshayahu Bidul Tzuchu Tzavtem, and it goes on to say Ki Echad Karasiv, that Hashem refers to Avram as one. No Li Yachid Lahatzel Asay Yachid. That's quite interesting. No Li Yachid. It is nice and pleasant and appropriate for me to be the one who is saving. Not that it's nice for Avram to be spared and saved by me, but it's nice for me. No, l'yachid, l'hatzila se'yachid. So, meaning Gabriel wanted to, there was a rotzen for Gabriel to be matzil Avram. Shem said, no, I'm going to do it myself. Ulefisha kadosh baruch hu in the kaper schar called beria. But being there was a rotzen of Gabriel, whatever that means, to go and to be matzil Avram. So, Amar Tiske V'tatzel Shleishim Ibnei Bonav. So you, Gavriel, you will have the schus, again, whatever that means, to be matzel three of my children in the future. So we explain Dorish of Shimon Ashileni B'shan Shep on the Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. As Hanani Mishal V'azayat Echkivshna Eish, Amad Yerukamay Sar Habarad, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is a Malach who is Mamuna Al Habarad. And this Malach came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am levana ribayna shalaylam. Erid v'etzainin es ha-kivshon. V'atzil tzadikim alalim ha-kivshon ha-ish. Allow me to descend and use my freezing powers to cool down the fire. Am le Gavriel. Ein gvuras ish la-Kadosh Baruch Hu b'kach. That's not a good mahalach. Sha'ata star shel barad. V'hakol yedin shamayim mechaben es eish. Everyone knows that cold and ice is able to extinguish fire. Ella, ani star shel eish. I am, my kayach is aleish. Ani star shel eish. Erid v'akar mibifnim. I will cool them off. Mibifnim v'akadiach mibachutz. And I will intensify mibachutz. Rashi says, lisroifes azdarkim oyson latecha ur, and so on. So I will, there will be fire on the outside, it will be cool on the inside. The es a nes b'seich nes. And there will be a nes b'seich nes. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu raid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Gabriel, you should descend. I remember hearing from Rami Shapiro once, that he said that from this Gemara you see very clearly the stark difference between pre and post Yetzias Mitzrayim types of nisim. Meaning the Gemara tells us that post Yetzias Mitzrayim, the type of nes, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, is one of the nes pesech nes. It'll be fire, it'll even be stronger fire, but on the inside it'll be cool. But it doesn't tell us what happened, it just says that he was spared. But after Yetzias Mitzrayim, it'll be one of a nes pesech nes. Say again? Yeah, exactly. From Yetzias Mitzrayim onwards, there was, from, you don't have to go to Barad, you can go to Dam, Zmaim Lazeh and Dam Lazeh, the same thing, literally. Yeah, Ba'isa Shah Pasav Gabriel Ba'amar, the Emes Hashem La'olam, meaning that Hashem keeps his word. And Agav, just to mention, there's a famous Zog of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Meaning what? Gabriel was not able to testify on the veracity of Hashem's word. He had to wait from the time of Avram Avinu until the time of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. I mean, he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. So Reb Chaim says, I'm not sure if it's the same thing. Reb Chaim said on the positive, "Ani b'chaz b'chobotachti yogil libi v'shuasecha shir l'Hashem." Ki gomal alai, that one is only able to kind of properly be mishabeach Hashem, ki gomal alai, meaning to say that if Hashem was maftiach something to someone, I think maybe there he's saying of a gabi shira, shir l'Hashem, you can only sing shira out of praise once it has been manifest. Meaning, what, if Hashem says there's going to be a Yeshua, you don't sing shira yet. You have to wait until it's been realized. So maybe that's maybe I don't know if it's the same emphasis, the same thing as Shira or something else, maybe. But it was then that Gabriel said, the Emes Hashem La'olam. Reb Natan Emer, the Emes Hashem La'olam, Dagim Shebayam Amru. It was something which the fish said. Kidr Rav Huna, the Amr Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Huna is also Lashon of Dagim. Yisrael Shebayisli Dar Mektani Amana Hayu. Right, so the Yidden by the Amsif were Miktani Amona. Ukud Darish Rabba Bar Mari, Maitech Se Vayamru, Al Yam, Vayamsuf. Meaning they rebelled by the Yamsuf. Malamid Shehimru Yisrael, Vaisishah. And they were Mamrim. Vamru Kishem Shahanu Oilim Mitzad Echad, Kach Mitzriim Oilim Mitzad Acher. So who's to say that the Mitzriim have died, maybe they're also coming out on the other side. So, Amar Leh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Star Shel Yam, Hashem instructed, L'Star Shel Yam, Poleit Oysan Le'Yabasha, spit them out onto the Yabasha, so that the Yidden would see it. Amar Leh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klum Yesh Eved Shemesanli Rabbi Matan V'Chizim V'Negel Bimeru. It's passionish for you to ask for something back. You gave us this wonderful gift, loads of meat for the fish to consume, and now you're asking for it back. and the Yam is saying that it's passionish for you. It's inappropriate. I'm not going to double it, but I'll give you 1.5 times in the future. I mean, it's all good and well that you're telling me that, but I'm never going to have the chutzpah to come and demand that from you. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Nachal Kishon, Yeheli Arev. It will be an Arev, meaning you can go and be Tevea Nachal Kishon. So Miad Polat Oisan Layabasha. So immediately it spit them out onto the Yabasha. Ubo Yisrael Vero Oisan. Shem of Ayar Yisrael as Mitzrayim Meis Al Sfas Hayom. So in other words, really, the best thing would have been, it's mashma from this Gemara, is that the Mitzrayim would have just sunk into the Mayim, but because we were Ketani Amana, so then they ended up, kind of had their bodies in the Yamsuf. And just kind of brings to mind the Lashon of the Rambam, and then when the Rambam speaks about the Kol Anisim Sha'asa Moshe, the Yisrael, he didn't do it, was in Perek Ches, and you say the Altera, he didn't do it to bring a Raya on his Nevuah, Shekol HaMamin, but I say, Samosim Yesh Vali B'Doithi, Kol Anisim Sha'asa Moshe L'Tzerech Asam, he did them all out of necessity. What does the Rambam say? Hayatzarich lahashkia es hamitzriim kares hayom vehitzlilan b'seichan. The function of Kriyas Yamsev was not to be matzil the Bnei Yisrael, says the Rambam. Hayatzarich lahashkia es hamitzriim kares hayom vehitzlilan b'seichan. That was the main function. And the Mefarshim say that Dafka they had to die in Mayim. Specifically, Mayim is say the Chomer. And as we know, that is what the Asher Basar Chamorim Basaram, everything about Mitzrayim was symbolic of Chumri. So the best thing would have been for them to be in the Mayim, Slilon, to remain, and that Klal Yisrael needed to see them. So they came out of the Mayim, they were able to see their bodies. Says the Gemara, Mai Echadum Mechtzit Shaben, what does it mean that Hashem was Maftiach? You'll get 1.5 times. The ilu v'pariksiv sheish meis rechav bachur, 600 of the choicest chariots. The ilu b'sisra ksiv tshamis rechav barzel. There were 900 iron chariots. So kiasa sisra osa alayu b'dikri de barzela. He came with these iron chariots. Haytze kadosh baruch aleim kichavim mim silusam. So kadosh baruch was mitzi the stars from their mesila, from their path, whatever that means, I'm not sure. He took them out of their mesila. I don't know practically what happened. Dechsev, it says, min shamayim nilchamu akichavim. So from the shamayim, the kichavim were loichim against Sisra. Kevin denachisu, kech v'shamayim alayu, akdiro hani, dekri deparzala. So somehow the intensity and the heat of the stars was influencing Sisra and his armies, and they became very, very hot. So Nachisu Lakuri Lemitzchin Avshayu V'Nachal Kishon. So they went, meaning that the chariots became boiling, and they went and cooled themselves down V'Nachal Kishon. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nachal Kishon Leich V'Hashlein Ervoincha. Now is the time to make good on my promise and give back the Eravin. So miyad gar from Nachal Kishon v'shlichem l'yam. So it spat them out from Nachal Kishon all the way to the Yamsuf. Shnema Nachal Kishon gar from Nachal Kedumim. My Nachal Kedumim, Nachal Shenasa Arev Mikedem. It is a Nachal which became an Arev way back when. Ba'isa shal paschu dogim shal yam v'amru v'emez Hashem la'olam. That was a time when the Dagim realized and saw that Hashem's word, and when it says Dagim Shabiyam Islam, it means the Sar of the Dagim, that they were able to be Meshabech, Hashem was able to be Meshabech and say, the Eves Hashem La'olam. Amar Reb Shimon Lakish, Maidach Siv Meshivi Akeris Habayis. Now we know Pashuk Shat, Akeris Habayis means the barren one, Eim Habanim, that the barren one became blessed with children. Well, we're going to dashen Akeris Abayis as something which has to do with something low down in the house, literally. So, Amra Knesset Yisrael Abnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, Samuni Banecha Kechul Vezu Hadara Be'ikrei Batim. What does this mean? Says, see the Rashi, the Rashbam, yeah, says Rashi four lines down. Samuni Banacham, Yerev Chataisam Begalas. So Knesset Yisrael, or the leaders, are saying that they have made me Kechul Dezu Shadar Be'ikri Batim, V'hainu Akeres Habayis. Meaning, it's like I've become so low, I'm like in low down in the ikar, in the foundations of the house. I'm so low, I've become like the foundations of the house, all the way down, like in the cellar, because of the Averis. What's Pshat in the Pasuk? It says, Ohavti ki yishma Hashem, meaning, it should say, Bikashti ki yishma Hashem. I'm mevakesh that Hashem should hear me. What does it mean? You know, Ohavti, Lashon of Ava, that Hashem should hear me. When am I beloved in front of you? Meaning when you listen to me, so then I know, that I am beloved when you listen to me. And the main thing is when you turn and listen to me, then I know that you love me. What does this mean? Even though I am impoverished in mitzvahs, nevertheless, lecha ani, I am to you. I pledge my loyalty to you. If you look at the Rashbam, he says, "V'linar lahishia yoyis mikol umais, sharei Yisrael yichducha." Meaning, I am miyachad. I say kriyishma. I'm mine and you alone. Even though I might be low when it comes to my kiyum mitzvahs, but nevertheless, I am miyachid. I'm mekabel o malchus. Amr Gana, kishachala Rebbe Yishmal Rebbe Yesi. Shalach le Rebbe. Emor lanu ishnaim ishleisha devarim shomar talanim ishum avicha. So the Rashbam points out, it's actually an interesting, somewhat historical piece of Rashbam. He says, kishachala Rebbe Yishmal Rebbe Yesi shalach le. B'harbe mekemes b'shas matzino sheshalach l'Rebbe l'Rebbe Yishmal b'Rebbe Yesi b'chol yekein. So many times scattered throughout Shas, Rebbe asks Rebbe Yishmal b'Rebbe Yesi, tell us a few things from your father. V'hadvarim sheheshiv leikan leheshiv leipam acheres, and each time it's something different. V'shema chaloyim harbe chol Rebbe Yishmal, maybe he had lots of illnesses. Every time Rebbe sent him something different. Now every time Rebbe sent him to tell us something. So it could be maybe he sent him lots and lots of things. So he said, tell us a few things. And it's also interesting, kind of, you know, what's the pshat? The person is really unwell. So you send to him your thought, you say, you know, how are you doing? Can I help you? So he's unwell, he says, tell us over some things which your father told you. So, I don't know, maybe the pshat is that would be the biggest schus, the biggest schus that you can do for a chayla. I mean, this maybe is a b'chin of kibadov, you know? But it says by kibadov, you know, the schar is arichas yomim. So he was looking for an opportunity for him to be mechab, mechab de b'chayev, mechab de b'maisay. So tell us over some things from your father. Talmud Torah, you're teaching Torah. Torah itself gives you arichas yamim, and kibudav gives you arichas yamim. I don't know. Al-Kapani said, tell us a couple of things which your father told you. Shalach loy kach amar abo. This is what my father said. Might have said, halu es Hashem kol goyim. Umas ha'olam amaya v'detayim. What does it mean, halu es Hashem kol goyim? Says Rashi, in the last wide line, Umasayla Maya Vidatayu Lishbuche Mishum the Gavra Alein Chazde Ha'alam Lishbuche, meaning because Hashem has had Chesed, so we are the ones who we should be Mishabeach Hashem. Why is that a reason to say that the Goyim should be Mishabeach? Halu is Hashem Kol Goyim Umasayla Maya Vidatayu Hachi Gavra Halu is Hashem Kol Goyim Agvurais V'Niflais the Ovid V'Hadayu, because of all of the wonders which they did. That's the reason why even they, and they are the ones who know exactly, because they knew all the plots and all the things which they tried to do, and they see that Hashem every time was matzalas. So even they are going to go ahead and be Meshabeach. Kol Shekein Anu Degavra Aleinu Chazdan. All the more so should we be Meshabeach Hashem, because we are the recipients of the Chesed. That was one thing which he told him. Amaloi Norva'id Shalach Lai, some of the Girsa. Lai Shalach Lai. Masiva Mitzrayim Shetavi Doiran L'Mashiach. There will come a time in the future that Mitzrayim will send a gift, an offering to the Melech HaMashiach. So, Kisavur Eina Mekabel Mehem. So the Mashiach originally will think, you know what, I'm not going to take this gift from Mitzrayim. After all, the Mitzrayim, they were Meshabed us. A little bit difficult to understand because we know nowadays Egypt is not Mitzrayim and Sennacherib was Mevalbel Kol HaUmos, but maybe it means the original Mitzrayim somehow, who will become clear once again, they will want to go and send the gift, and the Mashiach will say, no, I'm not interested. Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashiach, kabel mehem. You should accept. Achsanya asu lebanei b'Mitzrayim. After all, they were hosts for my children in Mitzrayim. See, he brings over here a fascinating discussion, which is actually negeah lemaisa. In a situation, I mean, they were a host. So the Mitzrayim hosted us. But it's not, what type of a host is it if you have to pay? Meaning we worked with back-breaking labor. So is that called a host? I mean, you know, the Mitzrayim hosted us, but we... I'm sorry? So is it referring to Eretz Goshen? I mean, the Mashmos is not like that. The Mashmos is that it's referring to the whole time they were in Mitzrayim. He brings over here an interesting dion, Machlekes between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, as to what extent, if any, does a guest who has to pay, someone who's lodging in someone's house and they have to pay, are they, should they feel gratitude and should they feel any type of debt of gratitude to the host? Lamashal says the Magen Avraham, if you have a lodger in your house and they pay you money, they pay you a monthly rent, says the Magen Avraham, they don't need to say the Birkas Habayis. They don't need to say the Yiratzen. Yiratzen. What's that percent? I need to bench you. You're charging me rent. It's a service. And so says the Magen Avraham. And the Baal HaBayis, he says, is not Mekayim in Mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim, says the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Vav, that Mishi Hiskir Chedil Chaveru L'Tzirach Shabbos, also a little schar, kevin shes schar Shabbos, it's posh the schar Shabbos. If there's an element of mitzvah involved, then it changes everything. He quotes from the Yavitz in Moro Ktsia, who says, no, gam im hamareach netel schar chayiv ha'ireach levarchay. He needs to bench him. And he wants to say, according to the Yavitz, it could be there's a little bit more room to be makel in schar Shabbos to the extent that there's an element of mitzvah, and so on. Interesting discussion. Al-Kabbanim Hashem tells the Mashiach that, no, you can receive a gift. Lamaisa, they were an achsanya asu lebanim Mitzrayim. Miyad. So based on this response, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so then we say, miyad yesayu chashmanim minim Mitzrayim. Meaning they will come and bring a gift, and a gift will be taken and accepted from Mitzrayim to the Melech HaMashiach. So Nasa Kush Tal V'Chaim Reba Atzma. So Kush decide, well, you know, if Mitzrayim gave a gift and it was Niskabel, so Omar Halalu Shnishtabu Ben Kach Ani Shlanishtabatati Ben Lekol Shekein. So all the more so I should be able to give them a gift. It's very chashuv. Remember, Klal Yisrael will be in our heyday for us to even receive a gift. It will be a bechin of Adam Chashev. It's a mile for them to give us a gift. So they will want to give us a gift. Amen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabel Mehem. Hashem will also say, except Kush, Taritz Yadav Lelekim. And they will immediately go and run with their hands and give a gift. Nesom Alchus Reimi Arisha Kal V'Chaimer. So then the Romans will also try. Ba'atzma. Uma Halalu She'ena Chayen Kach. They're not even Mishpacha. And they're able to give a gift. Anu, sh'anu achayim, lo'i kol shegein. Amen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gabriel. Hashem tells Gabriel. Some take out the word like Gabriel. Gar Chayas Kone. Meaning to say, Gar Chaya Uknei Lecha Eda. Go and rebuke this Chaya, this beast. And Uknei Lecha Eda. And make an acquire Klal Yisrael. Meaning, we will rebuke Rami at that time. The gift will not be accepted. And the Kone is Milashin Kinyan. We will cling to only Klal Yisrael. Davar Acha Gar Chaya Chayas Kone. Kone Shadar Bein HaKonim. Meaning, go and rebuke the Chayas Kone. It's a Chayas Kone. It's a beast which lives amongst the reeds. Tichsiv Yichasemen Chazir Miyar. This is Sade Yirena. So it's compared to the Chazir which lives out in the wild forest amongst the reeds. And finally, Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Ge'or Bechayah, Shekol Maaseh Nichtavim B'Kulmus Echad. Go and rebuke this beast, that every single thing it writes, it's all with the same Kulmus. Here, Kone is Milashin Kulmus, that it's a writing instrument, meaning to say that every time they have the opportunity of like writing against us and signing against us, they will do it. They will always do it. The pasuk continues and says, Misrapes Baratse Kosef. What is that referring to? Shapushtin Yad Lakabal Maman the Ain Isin Ritsain Bailim. Meaning they're always quick to open their hands and to accept bribes, but they don't actually make good on any of their promises. The pasuk continues and says, Pizer Amim Krovois Yechpotsu. So, meaning they were spread amongst nations because of Krovois Yechpotsu, because they desired their kurva. Meaning, Mi Goram Lahem Yisrael, Jis Pazla Bina Umis Ailam. What caused Klal Yisrael to be scattered amongst the nations of the world? Krovois Shayuchafed Sin Bahen. It's the kurva, it's the relationship which they wanted to have with them. So Mida Keneged Mida, they were spread amongst the nations of the world. Okay, we'll call it here.